Often it's said that God never gives us more than we can handle. They're very sweet words, they're very comforting words, they're very kind words that we often share with each other when we're going through difficult times and feel overburdened and overstressed by what we're going through in our lives. God never gives us more than we can handle. And yet if we look at the Bible, we find that nowhere does it really say that God will never give us more than we can handle. In fact, if you look at the Bible and you look at the lives of people who are trying to do what God is asking them to do, generally the consensus is, the feeling is, that God has given them way more than they can handle on their own. Think about the 72 people who were sent out today by Jesus. He described their mission like this: I'm sending you like lambs amongst wolves. Wolves ferociously attack lambs. Wolves hurt lambs. Wolves eat lambs. Talk about stretching them out of their comfort zone. Talk about strange and difficult fears they were going to face, being sent into hostile environments, people and places that would be hostile to them and to the message they would bring. Jesus continues, and it doesn't get any easier or any better. He says, don't take anything to make you more comfortable along the way. No money bag, no sack of possessions, no walking stick, no sandals. They have to live a very simple lifestyle. And as if that wasn't already enough, he says, while you're there, heal the sick. Even the most articulate, courageous person who's living a simple life would struggle to heal the sick. We're talking about a mission that was too much for them, a mission they could never fulfill on their own, a mission that would require superhuman powers of some sort. And of course, that's the whole point. Jesus sends them out on a mission that's impossible for them to fulfill on their own. He asked way too much of them, so that through His grace and His power and His help, they can accomplish great things. They were extremely shocked and surprised, weren't they, when they came back to Jesus. They were shocked and surprised by the things that they had done. God had used their hands, He had used their voices, He had used their lives and their witness to change other people's lives in ways they never thought they could have. It seemed like God had asked too much of them, but yet God came through and helped them do what they would never be able to do themselves. The same, of course, is true in our own lives, isn't it? God always asks more of us than we feel like we can handle. God always puts more on us and gives us a greater mission than we probably would prefer ourselves. It takes us out of our comfort zone. It stretches us. We have to face fears that we'd rather not face. And yet if we rely on God's help, God will build His kingdom through us. God will do amazing things through our own lives. So the question perhaps to ask ourselves this Sunday is whether or not we rely on God's help in the midst of our daily lives. The attitude we should have as Christians is that we're not alone in this, especially when we're overburdened, when we're overstressed. We feel like we just can't take it any longer, what God's asking us to do and the situations we need to deal with. Yet our attitude should be one in which we say, we're not alone in this. God's help is with us. When our money bag runs out, when our possessions no longer comfort us, when our connections and our talents and our abilities are no longer enough to fulfill our mission, we can remember that God is inviting us to trust more in God's help and God's power, to be more reliant on God's grace than simply our own talents and abilities and successes of the past. The beautiful words at the beginning of today's gospel are words that we often use to reflect on vocations in the church. Jesus said, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So beg the master of the harvest to send laborers for the harvest. If you stop and think about the vocations we have in the church, what's life as a priest, what's life as a religious sister, what's life as a married person, what's life of a person in the single vocation, all of these vocations have lots of moments when it feels like too much to handle. There's moments we feel like we can't do it anymore. Moments when it feels like God is asking just way too much of us. We can feel like lambs amongst wolves. Our world's very hostile towards commitment. The world kind of scoffs and laughs at committing ourselves to something for the rest of our lives. We're told just to keep our options open. We're told just to do what's most comfortable and convenient, whatever we feel like doing in the moment. And yet all of the vocations in the church require us to be generous with the way we give of ourselves and make sacrifices for others. All of the vocations in the church are meant to stretch us, so we go beyond our comfort zone and live as members of the kingdom. So we come to Mass today, we pray for the strength to live the mission God has given to us. And we also give thanks that we have a God who always gives us more than we can handle. Because the beauty of our God is He stretches us so that we go beyond our own plans, our own work, our own desires, our own designs, our own talents, our own abilities, to make us part of something bigger. Something bigger than ourselves. God stretches us so we can enter into His kingdom of love. Today, as we come to Mass, we pray that we may always live as people of the kingdom. That we move from our own little kingdom to God's kingdom. As we gather today to rejoice that as members of the kingdom, our names are written in heaven.